in this bulletin. Virus hotspots to be on the agenda for this week's National Cabinet meeting. The US raises concerns about both Turkey and Russia in Cyprus. And in cycling, Soren Krag Anderson wins stage 14 of the Tour de France. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Sunila Wasti. Coronavirus hotspots are expected to be on the agenda at this week's National Cabinet meeting. The federal government wants states and territories to adopt an approach like the Northern Territory. The territory is relenting on its border closures, with people from New South Wales to be allowed in without quarantine starting from the 9th of October. That's in contrast to the hard line on borders adopted by states like Queensland, even to the point of not letting some people in for family funerals. But Queensland's Health Minister Stephen Miles has criticised Prime Minister Scott Morrison, saying his attacks on the state's border policies are politically motivated due to the Queensland election next month. National Cabinet is due to meet on Friday. A man will today face a Sydney court on three charges after a nurse and security guard were both allegedly attacked outside a hospital. Police will allege a 26-year-old man was receiving treatment at Westmead Hospital in Sydney's West early on Friday morning when he first struck a 40-year-old security guard, then punched, shoved and grabbed a nurse, causing the 31-year-old nurse to fall and strike her head on a door. The security guard suffered minor injuries whilst the nurse had to be transferred to another hospital for treatment on her head injury. The 26-year-old man was restrained and sedated before being charged with common assault, assault occasioning actual bodily harm, and reckless wounding. The United States has used a trip to Cyprus to express concern about the activities in the region of both Turkey and Russia. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has met with Cypriot President Nikos Anastasiades in the Cypriot capital, Nicosia. Both Cyprus and Greece have expressed concern over Turkey surveying areas thought to be rich in natural gas. Turkey says it has claim over the areas, but this is disputed. Earlier this month, the United States strengthened defence cooperation with Cyprus, which angered Turkey. Mr. Pompeo has also raised concerns about Russian money laundering in the region. He's urging Cyprus to act on his suspicions that some Russian vessels are using Cypriot ports for money laundering under the guise of conducting humanitarian missions in Syria.
Security cooperation matters all the more. As we see nations which don't share our values trying to obtain new footholds in the region. To that end, I raised the United States concerned over Russia's money laundering activities and its regular port calls here. We know that all the Russian military vessels that stop in Cypriot ports are not conducting humanitarian missions in Syria, and we asked Cyprus and the President to consider our concerns.
Leaders from different spheres around the world have spoken at a virtual summit on addressing climate change. Politicians, as well as spiritual leaders, spoke at the meeting themed Addressing the Climate Crisis with Economic and Environmental Justice for All. A speech from the Dalai Lama was followed by one from Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the US House of Representatives and third in line to the US presidency. The highest ranking opponent of US President Donald Trump, Ms. Pelosi, says both the climate crisis and the coronavirus pandemic can only be solved with a coordinated international response. Ms. Pelosi says action needs to be taken to protect certain groups in particular from the impact of climate change.
Climate crisis touches every community, but does not do so equally. If we do not act, the most vulnerable among us, Indigenous people, developing nations, communities of color, will be hit first and hardest and will even be further economically disadvantaged.
In cycling, Danish rider Soren Krag Anderson has won stage 14 of the Tour de France. Anderson from Team Sunweb timed his effort to perfection, attacking with slightly less than 3 kilometres left in the stage, which was a 194-kilometre flat stage that took riders from Clermont-Ferrand to the city of Lyon. Slovenian Luka Mezgec finished in second place and Italian Simone Consoni in third. Anderson says he's amazed at his own success.
I have no words. I feel emotions. I dream about this, but it's always hard to say I'm good enough before you have done it. But yeah, I'm just amazed and I'm full of emotions.
Slovenian Primorze Roglic retains the overall lead. Tonight's 15th stage is a 174.5-kilometre mountain stage from Lyon to Grand Colombier. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and a top of 25 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 18. Melbourne, a morning shower or two and 17. Hobart, showers, windy and 16. Canberra, a morning shower or two and 17. Wollongong, partly cloudy and 21. Sydney, partly cloudy and 23. Newcastle, partly cloudy and 25, Brisbane cloudy and 24, Cairns a shower or two and 28, and Darwin sunny and the top of 33 degrees. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This is SBS News.